Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Last week, the renaming committee announced some of the names and announced at the same time they are removing some of the proposed names. The removed names, Schooley McSchoolface. Sorry about you. Schooley McSchoolerson.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
And Big Chungus Elementary.
That's the winner.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Petrano.
Best show opening the business for you at 8:12 on Wisconsin's Morning News. We have unfinished business as we call to order this morning. Mike Spaulding in for Eric today.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yes. Let us all assemble. Greg Pancake Hill produces the program. Adam Roberts on news and Debbie on the cars with you until 9 o'clock this morning. In Roberts' Rules of Order, unrelated to the aforementioned Adam Roberts, Rules for Parliamentary Procedure have unfinished business. These are the items that have been carried over from the last meeting. From whence we last met, there's some things we didn't figure all the way through and thus must be addressed today.
Point of order.
Thank you.
What is your point of order?
The point of order is you're out of order. It's not on the agenda.
It is on the agenda today. Unfinished business. So I want to quickly rip through a number of stories that we covered at some length on the program Thursday and update all of them for you, including our alleged freeway shooter in Waukesha County, who has found yet another way to stall and delay in her continuing legal battle through multiple felony charges, accused of shooting up a car on the freeway. That was almost a year ago. It's going to be a year Thanksgiving week. I have an update on that story in a moment. First, though, steamy window. Steamy window. I don't know. You're our boss, Mike.
It's growing on me.
Eric is off today. Eric has decided this should be the theme song for any Mitchell Park Domes coverage.
It's growing on me.
Steamy Windows. It's a good song.
I've never heard the song before.
I didn't think it was about the domes.
Oh, I think it is.
You think
the
it
arid
is?
Dome.
Yeah, good.
The tropical dome.
Yes, the tropical dome can.
A little steamy in there.
Steamy
absolutely.
Windows. All right, to the business. The measure discussed on Thursday's program to ultimately transfer control of the Mitchell Park Domes to the Friends of the Dome support group and chip in $30 million to create this reimagined Mitchell Park Conservatory that did pass unanimously by the Milwaukee County Board.
What this is the county officially taking the position saying, yes, we want to save the domes. Yes, we want to do it in partnership with Friends of the Domes, and we see that this is a viable path forward.
That's the executive director of Friends of the Domes, Krista Beal Diefenbach. She was on Wisconsin's Morning News ahead of the meeting Thursday. Told us yes. Her hope was that this would pass the county board and move on to its next steps. So that plan, $124 million in all, moves forward. Is that then?
Yeah.
We have been talking about the domes for how long? 10 years minimum.
10 years. And we've gone through, what, almost any iteration of changing things, fixing things, doing whatever, and it never got off the ground. There'd always be the big campaign launch or the announcement.
Here's what we're going to do.
And then nothing.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have a blue ribbon commission that's going to study this, and we'll do that, and they bring out the studies, and we talk about the plans, and we have the hearings, and like it just never, ever, ever got to the point that we are now. So I am hopeful, regardless of what you feel about the plan, that there is some plan in place now, and that this is how we move forward on the domes.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea. It's a comprehensive overhaul, which I think is the right move. You know, simply paying $60 million to fix the glass or the concrete probably wasn't going to cut it, but a real reimagination of the space, I think, is what was needed all along.
And my favorite part about it is it's public-private partnership, so you're going to have a lot of private. The bulk of this will end up being people who want to donate to this, if that's important to you, and then private investment as well.
Point of order.
Point of order. Other unfinished business this morning. We were right. Given the riddle that we solved collectively, you're involved in this, folks who listen, we solved this riddle on Wisconsin's Morning News about that major concert announcement at American Family Field. I don't don't have a better cut. This is like the best I could find of these guys singing together on the internets.
Oh, that's what this is.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a sentimental moment that you just wanted to keep playing.
It is, in fact, Billy Joel and Sting. The riddle that I was given by a source. He was previously married to a very attractive woman, and he is being joined by a former law enforcement member. So I had reached out. We knew at American Family Field that the Brewers were going to announce a major concert announcement. And I reached out to a couple people. I'm like, tell me who it is ahead of time. I want to tell folks before the news conference. And I didn't get that, but I got that riddle. And folks started to put it together. And indeed, the show coming to American Family Field, April 26th of next year. Tickets go on sale to the general public week from today. Does this qualify as a major concert announcement?
I think it does. My parents are in Illinois, and my mom texted me and asked about it because she heard about it, and they're obviously very interested in going to see this show. So I think it is. Anytime you're getting a concert or a major event at American Family Field, I think is a ginormous deal. I mean, we'll do the news stories leading up to it. How are people going to park? What's the backup on the freeway going to look like? This, that, and the other thing. So, yeah, I think so.
Could be a regional draw for this show as well. So you'd have folks staying in town, going out to eat, doing all the things.
Right? Yes.
And it's the economic impact, Mike.
And it's the biggest of their shows as far as, like, venues go. It's the only ballpark the two are going to be playing during this concert. And I think it hits the right demographic of people who are going to make an evening of it. You know, yeah. You're not having a K-pop band where it's a bunch of 16, 17-year-olds who are going to get dropped off, go into the concert, walk back out. Like, this is going to... Yeah, maybe spend the night or something along those lines. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's that story. And I got one more for you here. Back to our alleged freeway shooter. Not at all surprised by this outcome, but Rosita Sims has found a way yet again to kick the can down the road and delay even a trial, if not a conviction and a sentencing. And this is what happens. And this is why I've chosen to pick this one instance to illustrate the larger point we have been following for a year now. It's been literally almost a full year. The case in Waukesha County Court of an alleged freeway shooter who once again appears to have found a way to manipulate the legal system and remain free on bail despite the serious charges against her. It was Thanksgiving week, a couple of days before Thanksgiving, a year ago. Debbie was on the air. We had this major traffic incident. We had authorities shutting down the eastbound lanes of I-94. What was happening? Well, turns out somebody shot up a car on the freeway during the morning rush. Rosita Sims was later arrested. She was accused of pulling a gun with her child in the car and during a road rage moment firing off shots at another vehicle as they were driving eastbound, so toward the zoo interchange just before they got there. Now, nobody was hurt, but this is the woman, Rosita Sims, now 28 years old, who, according to the criminal complaint, uttered the infamous phrase, "I got three go-tos, a gun, a knife, or mace." That's what she told the cops. Wanted to know, like, hey, what gives? Did you maybe fire off this gun on the freeway? Yeah, I got three go-tos. And apparently the gun was the weapon of choice in that particular incident. This happened a year ago. She has changed lawyers. She's challenged competency, host of stalls and delays, all the while out on bail, charged with multiple felonies. She was in court Thursday for what was listed, and if you were listening, you know, we put this on your radar, plea and sentencing hearing, suggesting that finally there would be a conviction of some kind. And then that sentence that would follow, some sort of deal made between the prosecutor and her attorney. Well, instead, reading through the court record, Sims once again appears to be trying to argue that she might not be competent to stand trial, and her attorney is withdrawing from the case. So no plea deal, no sentence, another delay, another stall, and Sims is now requesting time to yet again find another lawyer. And the court has granted her that. So we kick the can down the road again on this case. A woman alleged to be a dangerous enough person to pull a gun with her kid in the car on the freeway and start firing off shots, still out, still stalling, and due once again in court later this month. 8:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News. This morning, with control of the House still in question, President-elect Trump making a historic announcement, the first woman ever to serve as White House Chief of Staff, ABC's Rachel Scott.
President-elect Donald Trump announcing the first member of his administration, selecting his campaign manager, Susie Wiles, for the powerful role of White House Chief of Staff.
Susie likes to stay sort of in the back, let me tell you. The Ice Maiden. We call her the Ice Maiden.
Wiles, one of Trump's most trusted advisors.
Susie likes to stay in the background. She's not in the background.
Trump calling Wiles tough, smart, innovative, universally admired and respected, noting that she will also become the first woman ever to serve as White House Chief of Staff.
Now, what we don't know still this morning, though, is what type of Congress the president-elect will have. Republicans have the majority in the Senate. They've secured that through the margin of control, though still undetermined in that body. And then who controls the House? Still an open question this morning. Joined live now by ABC News and 538 analyst Nathaniel Rakich from Washington. Thanks for the time, Nathaniel. Let's do the Senate first. We know Republicans have locked up. Is it 53 seats and a couple yet to be decided?
It's 52 seats so far, yeah. And Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada are the ones that are still up in the air. But yeah, there's a big difference between 52 Republican seats, you know, which, you know, they might not be able to pass some things if they get a couple of defections from more moderate senators, and 55 seats, which I think would be a pretty safe majority.
Do we have an idea of which is leaning where at this point?
Yeah, so right now, Republicans are leading in Pennsylvania, and the Associated Press has actually called that race for the Republicans, but we at ABC News aren't reporting a projection quite yet, so we're not quite sure that one is done. But then in Arizona and Nevada, the Democrat is leading in the count in both of those, and so if that holds, you know, we would be looking at a 53-47 Senate.
And Nathaniel, we in Wisconsin are usually expecting to go late into the night or early into the morning without knowing all of our results, but it just seems like Friday after a Tuesday election is a really, really long time. Do we know what the issue is? Is this just what typically happens every year, or is it slower than normal?
Yeah, so in Nevada and Arizona, it is pretty typical. Those are two states that vote predominantly by mail, and it just takes longer to count mail ballots. You have to not only run them through the machines, but you have to, in order to get them to that point, you have to take them out of the envelopes. You have to check the signatures on the envelopes to make sure that they match the voter's signature, and then, you know, yeah, stick them through the machine. So that takes a while. You know, that's par for the course in those states. In Pennsylvania, it's simply because the race is so close, right? There are always ballots that get counted at the last minute in every state, provisional ballots, overseas military absentee ballots. Those always get added to the count at the end, and they only can matter really in these very, very tight races like in Pennsylvania.
So I guess we shouldn't complain here in Milwaukee when our vote totals didn't come in till about 4 a.m. this time around.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it would be nicer for our sleep schedules if they would do it earlier, but you guys don't have the worst of it.
Talking with Nathaniel Rakich, senior elections analyst at ABC News and 538. He is live with us from Washington this morning. So let's shift over to the House. Nathaniel, you need 218 to have the slimmest of majorities. Looks like Republicans at 208 is what I'm seeing. 25 seats still outstanding.
We have him at 212, so a little bit closer.
Oh, nice. All right.
Update
for you live on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Exactly. There you go. So, yes, they're closing in on that magic number, but, you know, they're not there yet. Democrats could run the table in the remaining districts, and kind of, run in there at the last minute, grab it under the wire. I would rather be Republicans at this point. But I think the upshot is that they aren't going to gain a significant number of seats if they gain any. And so I think we're looking at another very narrow House majority, which, of course, could be a recipe for chaos, as we've seen in the last 2 years.
And for these nearly two dozen seats or so that are still up, are we looking at the same places, Nevada, Arizona?
Arizona, for sure. All of Nevada's districts in the House are counted. But the big hang up in the House is actually California, which is another of those vote by mail states. And obviously it's so huge. There are, I think, something like 8 districts that are still unprojected there alone. Those are, I think, the places to watch.
Nathaniel Rakich is senior elections analyst at ABC News and 538. He was live with us from Washington this morning. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, so even I think to his point about the House, Republicans will look to have a few seats in a 100-seat body is a big deal in the Senate. A few seats in a 435-member body, as it may ultimately play out to be for the Republicans, that's a far more tenuous majority. Although they've been operating under the slimmest of majorities for this last congressional session anyway.
And you saw not a lot of work get done.
That is fair. 8:28 on Wisconsin's Morning News. 8:37 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Vince Petrano, Mike Spaulding with you here this morning. You had a very interesting story, and we have a follow-up.
Schooly McSchoolface axed. That's the headline in the Cap Times. What's it related to? Well, it's related to the ongoing efforts by the Madison School District to rename an elementary school. The school, formerly known as Frank Alice, has been using a temporary name, Southside, since students moved into a new building last year. That naming process has been put on pause for a year as the district looked for a new superintendent. To date, the district says it received 175 name proposals from the community. That is a record for a renaming process. That's
according. See, here's where you went wrong. You don't open that up to, to a process of any kind.
It's going to go poorly.
Right, because you're going to get what you're about to tell us.
And actually, in this instance, it didn't go poorly. It went funny, cleverly, I think. I don't know if poorly's the word. Anyway, last week, the renaming committee announced some of the names and announced at the same time they are removing some of the proposed names. The removed names? Schooly McSchoolface. Sorry about you. Schooly McSchoolerson.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
And Big Chungus Elementary.
That's the winner.
Saying that the proposals did not fit within the district's naming criteria. Under school board policy, district schools must be named after a prominent national or local figure who is deceased. Schools may also be named after a locally significant place, geographical site, or, quote, broadly respected civic virtue. The name that is on top right now is Lori Mann Carey. She was an activist and a former leader in the Madison community who passed away in 2020. So Frank Alice was the initial name of this building before they got a new one.
And I said, what happened to Frank?
And we found out.
Well, I still don't know the answer to why we don't want Frank Alice anymore. But Frank Alice, this is according to the website mymonona.com. I hope they were trying to be funny about it.
I don't know.
I really do. It doesn't seem like it. Seems like a historic site, but they might have stumbled on one there. My Monona. According to this website, nonetheless, Frank Alice was the son of the founder of Alice Chalmers, a farm machinery company in Milwaukee, well, now West Alice. A gentleman farmer with an extensive agricultural operation in historic Blooming Grove Township, he chose a lakeside setting on which to build his manor house. With its large column porch overlooking Lake Monona and acres of shady lawn and garden, including 1,500 feet of shoreline in a 14-room, two-story wood-sided house.
I've also been trying to do a little bit of research on Seemed like a good guy. There's the Alice Chalmers Museum right here in Milwaukee.
Yes. So I don't know why Frank is out in Madison.
I think, doing my little bit of research here, I think it has less to do with who Frank Alice was and actually what was going on with the school. It seems like they are looking for a fresh start, the district is, according to this Cap Times article.
Okay.
The previous principal and assistant principal were both removed from their positions last month after the district launched an investigation into their leadership. Staff members and families allege the two leaders created what they're calling a toxic work and learning environment. However, other employees and students at the school have defended administrators in recent school board meetings. So a lot going on there.
Sounds like they got more to worry about than what to call the place.
That's why they've been
right. But don't worry, the Blue Ribbon Commission is on top of that. We got 150 names among them. Schooly McSchoolerson. That's your problem?
An 11-person committee naming a school. What do you think the discussions are like for an 11-person committee deciding, do we want to name this Monona Terrace Elementary School or do we want to name it Bucky Badger Elementary School? We'll open it up to
the floor.
Oh, was
that one of the suggestions?
No,
it was nice.
Not. Oh. No, it was not. There were a few in here that I think would probably work, although this the Lori Mann Carey was the number one here. There was also
whenever they put it up to like a binding referendum,
yeah,
like whenever it said whatever you pick, internet, that's what we'll have. That's where you get Bodie McBoatface and Schooly McSchoolface and whatever.
We should put a tracker on this. What happens first? This school gets named or the Milwaukee flag gets approved.
Ooh, good one.
It does seem like they're really in a hurry here to get Frank out.
Sorry, Frank. Sorry about you.
8:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News. At 8:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News, it is Friday. It's been a long week. We had election on Tuesday. Seems like 3 weeks ago. Fallout from the election on
Wednesday. Time change.
Right? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We fell back. over the weekend. A lot of things happening. We stuffed a lot into the show this week, into the show rundowns. But there are always some things that don't quite make it. So we asked producer of the program, Greg Pancake Hill, to whip up a little something with the leftovers in what we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Speaking of Stevie Windows, do you ever wake up with joint pain? Can I enjoy that?
They're about to have joint pain. As we've talked about in the news, North Korean soldiers are currently in Russia. Not necessarily funny, but the setting is very important. North Korean soldiers in Russia. So you may or may not know, North Korea has their material under heavy government control. When I say material, I mean everything. It's a different place over there. That is not, of course, excluding the internet. Only local websites can be reached, and that's pretty much it. So, North Korean soldiers in a different country, kind of hanging around. I'm assuming they have a lot of downtime. Well, according to a report, and granted, this is a singular report, but we all took it for what it was worth. These North Korean soldiers are reportedly, and this is the only time I'm going to use this term, gorging on pornography. Because there's nothing else to do when you're a man in your 20s and 30s with absolutely no self-control. But hey, they are indeed human. So hang with me here, Ken. You say, what in the world are you talking about? Just hang with me. These men are experiencing something in their life for the first time that is more than readily accessible on demand in here in the United States. More than we thought, apparently, because according to adult website analytics, their search results on The Hub went up 7% nationwide after the U.S. election. South Carolina, the biggest contributor to that. So you could take that stat for what it's worth. But think about it. The last time you truly remember experiencing something for the first time, like riding a bike with two wheels, right? Or like having a crush for the first time, right? That pit in your stomach, you know, you can't really ever replicate that first crush that you feel.
Have you ever stared into his eyes? It was like the first time I heard the Beatles.
So right? Exactly. So for me personally, like I kind of was trying to think, like, what do I have that I remember that I wish I could experience for the first time? It might be a little niche. The first time I saw the opening scene of The Dark Knight.
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you stranger.
Man, when he takes off the mask, that movie's crazy. That opening scene is unlike anything I've ever seen. Like, I would love to experience it again for the first time, not knowing what's going to happen. So am I alone here? Like, are there moments in your life that you remember that you cannot replicate the first time? Maybe you heard a song and it was like, oh man, that was incredible. And you replay it a few times, which is fine, but it's not like the first time that you heard it or first time that you experienced something.
Wait, are we supposed to stick with the theme? Or
you do not have to.
I don't think I want
you
to
do
talk
not
about
have
that.
To. Nothing? Am I really out here alone?
No. There's the first time. You mentioned riding a bike. Like,
right.
Remember the freedom that gave you? Like, I can do this. I'm riding this bike and I'm going wherever I want.
And the feeling you have of, like, I did it. Like,
yes.
I'm after failing and, like, that one, like, it's kind of in your stomach, right? You feel
sure.
It in your heart. Like,
I'll
yes.
Go with riding a bike.
Okay, riding a bike. We got it. Anyone else?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
Sort of sticking with the theme.
All right,
careful. With me. The advent of YouTube.
Okay.
I remember I was in high school and, you know, a thing was circulating. No one really had cell phones
right.
All that much back then. And it was a clip that was going live. I think it was the I Like Turtles kid.
Oh, sure.
And everyone was talking about it. And it's like, oh, no, I missed that part on
okay.
The news. And realizing it doesn't matter that you missed it on the news. Because there's this website you can go to,
over.
And you can watch it over and over and over again.
Exactly. That's a good pull, Mike.
By the way,
that's perfect.
You can also listen to any song, really, that you ever wanted
right.
Over and over and over again. And I remember sitting in my buddy's living room, just like wide-eyed on what do you mean we can watch anything on demand? NFL hard hits, done.
That's
it's right
now.
There
right.
For you.
Yeah,
all those things.
All
so the advent of YouTube
you don't have
was
to wait
the last.
For the tape from Sports Illustrated to
exactly.
Arrive.
The NFL films doesn't need to happen. So yeah, the advent of YouTube and the first time logging onto it was
I mean,
a real eye opener.
Debbie, I don't mean to profile, but like first time went to Disney World, was that like anything you've ever experienced before?
No. Nothing like I'd ever experienced.
Do you have any other example?
That's pretty much the
okay.
One I was gonna say.
Okay. So I didn't want to be so off base. But yes, like again, as someone in your middle of your adult life, right? Like you buy a house, cool. Maybe you have a child. You watch your friends grow into their roles, but it's not a lot of opportunities to get the first time experience of something. But however, and maybe like in the case of the North Korean soldiers, unfiltered, unprecedented access to one thing that we are used to that they are not, love, and something that we love and also hate, the internet.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Mostly sunny and mild today, high 58. Nice looking day. 36 degrees, your low temperature overnight. A little bit warmer if you're by Lake Michigan. And for the weekend, Saturday's high 56 degrees. We'll see more clouds and some showers possible at night. And then for Sunday, looks like Storm Team 4 meteorologist Tyler Moore is leaving a chance for showers in the forecast for Sunday. When mostly sunny and a high of 60. Right now it's 46 degrees in Milwaukee. I remember the first day of the internet story. Now I'm a little bit older than you, Mike.
You mean the actual internet?
Right, the internet itself, not just YouTube. I was in college, freshman year, up near Green Bay, so I'm at St. Norbert in De Pere, and we're all watching the Packer game, and this was before you had games on Thursday night and Sunday night, this bing, 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 all these different games, all these different times. You played at noon on Sunday, pretty much. The Packers were not even in Monday night football territory at that point. So noon game Sunday, we're all up in one buddy's room. This guy from across the hall, he comes in at halftime, and he's got like a stack of papers, and he starts handing them out, hands it to each of us. What's this? He goes, stats. That's how he talked. That's Eddie Shenard from Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
Eddie. Yeah.
Stats. Like, stats of what? Stats from the game. What game? This game. What game? The game we're watching. What do you mean stats? You look down, you know, it's got Favre was, you know, 10 for 23 passing, X number of yards. You know, this guy running back, that defense stat. And sure enough, it was stats. And we look back at Eddie. We're like, where did you get this? He's like, on the computer. What computer? My computer in there. Like, how did they get on your computer? I don't understand.
Yeah.
He said, well, I've got a modem. I said, what's a modem? He goes, well, you plug it into the phone line and the modem connects to what? What do you mean connects? Well, I got Prodigy. What the hell is Prodigy? What is going on?
Yeah.
The internet.
And here we are now, today.
You can watch Big Chungus or whatever you want on the internet.
Yeah, I largely blame the internet, actually, for like us, like our sense of wonderment being gone. Because if you wanted to, I could type in anything I want online and find a result of some sort. Like, nothing is impossible anymore, and I feel like the impossibility feeling is what you had there when some guy said stats.
Stats. Stats from what? The game. What game? This game. What game? The game you're watching. Couldn't believe it.
No.
The world changed forever. 8:57, WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi. Up next. A37 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Vince Vitrano, Mike Spaulding with you here this morning. You had a very interesting story, and we have a follow-up.
Schoolie McSchoolface axed. That's the headline in the Cap Times. What's it related to? Well, it's related to the ongoing efforts by the Madison School District to rename an elementary school. The school, formerly known as Frank Alice, has been using a temporary name, Southside, since students moved into a new building last year. That naming process has been put on pause for a year as the district looked for a new superintendent. To date, the district says it received 175 name proposals from the community. That is a record for a renaming process. That's
See, here's where you went wrong. You don't open that up to a process of any kind.
It's going to go poorly.
Right, because you're going to get what you're about to tell us.
And actually, in this instance, it didn't go poorly. It went funny, cleverly, I think. I don't know if poorly's the word. Anyway, last week, the renaming committee announced some of the names and announced at the same time they are removing some of the proposed names. The removed names? Schoolie McSchoolface. Sorry about you. Schoolie McSchoolerson.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
and Big Chungus Elementary.
That's the winner.
Saying that the proposals did not fit within the district's naming criteria. Under school board policy, district schools must be named after a prominent national or local figure who is deceased. Schools may also be named after a locally significant place, geographical site, or, quote, broadly respected civic virtue. The name that is on top right now is Lori Mann Carey. She was an activist and a former leader in the Madison community who passed away in 2020. So Frank Alice was the initial name of this building before they got a new one.
And I said, what happened to Frank?
And we found out.
Well, I still don't know the answer to why we don't want Frank Alice anymore, but Frank Alice, this is according to the website MyMonona.com. I hope they were trying to be funny about it.
I don't know.
I really do. It doesn't seem like it. Seems like a historic site, but they might have stumbled on one there. My Monona. According to this website, nonetheless, Frank Alice was the son of the founder of Alice Chalmers, a farm machinery company in Milwaukee, well, now West Alice. A gentleman farmer with an extensive agricultural operation in historic Blooming Grove Township, he chose a lakeside setting on which to build his manor house. With its large column porch overlooking Lake Monona and acres of shady lawn and garden, including 1,500 feet of shoreline in a 14-room, two-story wood-sided house.
I've also been trying to do a little bit of research on
Seems
like a good guy. There's the Alice Chalmers Museum right here in Milwaukee.
Yes. So I don't know why Frank is out in Madison.
I think doing my little bit of research here, I think it has less to do with who Frank Alice was and actually what was going on with the school. It seems like they are looking for a fresh start, the district is, according to this Cap Times article.
Okay.
The previous principal and assistant principal were both removed from their positions last month after the district launched an investigation into their leadership. Staff members and families allege the two leaders created what they're calling a toxic work and learning environment. However, other employees and students at the school have defended administrators in recent school board meetings. So a lot going on there.
Sounds like they got more to worry about than what to call the place.
That's why they've been.
Right. But don't worry, the Blue Ribbon Commission is on top of that. We got 150 names, among them Schooley McSchoolerson. That's your problem?
An 11-person committee. Naming a school. What do you think the discussions are like for an 11-person committee deciding, do we want to name this Monona Terrace Elementary School or do we want to name it Bucky Badger Elementary School? We'll open it up.
Oh, was that
to the floor.
One of the suggestions?
No,
that's
it was
nice.
Not.
Oh.
No, it was not. There were a few in here that I think would probably work, although this the Lori Mann Carey was the number one here. There was also
whenever they put it up to like a binding referendum,
yeah,
like whenever it said whatever you pick, internet, that's what we'll have. That's where you get Bodie McBoatface and Schooley McSchoolface and whatever.
We should put a tracker on this. What happens first? This school gets named, or the Milwaukee flag gets approved?
Ooh, good one.
It does seem like they're really in a hurry here to get Frank out.
Sorry, Frank. Sorry about you.
8:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News. At 8:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News, it is Friday. It's been a long week. We had election on Tuesday. Seems like 3 weeks ago. Fallout from the election on
Time change.
Right? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We fell back for the weekend. A lot of things happening. We stuffed a lot into the show this week, into the show rundowns. But there are always some things that don't quite make it. So we asked producer of the program, Greg Pancake Hill, to whip up a little something with the leftovers in what we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Speaking of Stevie Windows, do you ever wake up with joint pain? Can I try?
They're about to have joint pain. As we've talked about in the news, North Korean soldiers are currently in Russia. Not necessarily funny, but the setting is very important. North Korean soldiers in Russia. So you may or may not know, North Korea has their material under heavy government control. When I say material, I mean everything. It's a different place over there. That is not, of course, excluding the internet. Only local websites can be reached, and that's pretty much it. So, North Korean soldiers in a different country, kind of hanging around. I'm assuming they have a lot of downtime. Well, according to a report, and granted, this is a singular report, but we all took it for what it was worth. These North Korean soldiers are reportedly, and this is the only time I'm going to use this term, gorging on pornography. Because there's nothing else to do when you're a man in your 20s and 30s with absolutely no self-control. But hey, they are indeed human. So hang with me here, Ken. You say, what in the world are you talking about? Just hang with me. These men are experiencing something in their life for the first time that is more than readily accessible on demand in here in the United States. More than we thought, apparently, because according to adult website analytics, their search results on The Hub went up 7% nationwide after the U.S. election. South Carolina, the biggest contributor to that. So you can take that stat for what it's worth. But think about it. The last time you truly remember experiencing something for the first time, like riding a bike with two wheels, right? Or like having a crush for the first time, right? That pit in your stomach, you know, you can't really ever replicate that first crush that you feel.
Have you ever stared into his eyes? It was like the first time I heard the Beatles.
So right? Exactly. So for me personally, like I kind of was trying to think, like, what do I have that I remember that I wish I could experience for the first time? It might be a little niche. The first time I saw the opening scene of The Dark Knight.
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you stranger.
Man, when he takes off the mask, that movie's crazy. That opening scene is unlike anything I've ever seen. Like, I would love to experience it again for the first time, not knowing what's gonna happen. So, am I alone here? Like, are there moments in your life that you remember that you cannot replicate the first time? Maybe you heard a song and it was like, ah, man, that was incredible, and you replay it a few times, which is fine, but it's not like the first time that you heard it or first time that you experienced something.
Wait, are we supposed to stick with the theme? Or
you do not have to.
I don't think I want
you
to
do
talk
not
about
have
that.
To. Nothing? Am I really out here alone?
No, there's the first time. You mentioned riding a bike. Like,
right.
Remember the freedom that gave you? Like, I can do this. I'm riding this bike and I'm going wherever I want.
And the feeling you have of, like, I did it. Like,
yes.
I'm after failing and, like, that one, like, it's kind of in your stomach, right? You feel
sure.
It in your heart. Like,
I'll
yes.
Go with riding a bike.
Okay, riding a bike. We got it. Anyone else?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
Sort of sticking with the theme.
All right,
careful. With me. The advent of YouTube.
Okay.
I remember I was in high school and, you know, a thing was circulating. No one really had cell phones
right.
All that much back then. And it was a clip that was going live. I think it was the I Like Turtles kid.
Oh, sure.
And everyone was talking about it. And it's like, oh, no, I missed that part on
okay.
The news. And realizing it doesn't matter that you missed it on the news. Because there is this website you can go to,
over.
And you can watch it over and over
oh,
and over
God.
Again.
That's a good pull, Mike.
By the way,
that's perfect.
You can also listen to any song, really, that you ever wanted
right.
Over and over and over again. And I remember sitting in my buddy's living room, just like wide-eyed on what do you mean we can watch anything on demand? NFL hard hits, done.
That's
it's right
now.
There
right.
For you.
Yeah,
all those
it's
things.
All
so
available.
The advent of YouTube
you don't have
was
to wait
the last.
For the tape from Sports Illustrated to
exactly.
Arrive.
The NFL films doesn't need to happen. So, yeah, the advent of YouTube and the first time logging onto it was
I mean,
a real eye-opener.
Debbie, I don't mean to profile, but like first time went to Disney World, was that like anything you've ever experienced before?
No. Nothing like I'd ever experienced.
Do you have any other example?
That's pretty much the
okay.
One I was going to say.
Okay. So I didn't want to be so off base, but yes, like again, as someone in your middle of your adult life, right? Like you buy a house, cool. Maybe you have a child. You watch your friends grow into their roles, but it's not a lot of opportunities to get the first time experience of something. But however, and maybe like in the case of the North Korean soldiers, unfiltered, unprecedented access to one thing that we are used to that they are not, love, and something that we love and also hate. The internet.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Mostly sunny and mild today. High 58. Nice looking day. 36 degrees, your low temperature overnight. A little bit warmer if you're by Lake Michigan. And for the weekend, Saturday's high 56 degrees. We'll see more clouds and some showers possible at night. And then for Sunday, looks like Storm Team 4 meteorologist Tyler Moore is leaving a chance for showers in the forecast for Sunday. And mostly sunny and a high of 60. Right now it's 46 degrees in Milwaukee. I remember the first day of the internet story. Now I'm a little bit older than you, Mike.
You mean the actual internet?
Right, the internet itself, not just YouTube. I was in college, freshman year, up near Green Bay, so I'm at St. Norbert in De Pere, and we're all watching the Packer game, and this was before you had games on Thursday night and Sunday night, this bing, 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 all these different games, all these different times. You played at noon on Sunday, pretty much. The Packers were not even in Monday night football territory at that point. So noon game Sunday, we're all up in one buddy's room. This guy from across the hall, he comes in at halftime, and he's got like a stack of papers, and he starts handing them out, hands it to each of us. Like, what's this? He goes, stats. That's how he talked. That's Eddie Shenard from Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
Eddie. Yeah.
Stats. Like, stats of what? Stats from the game. What game? This game. What game? The game we're watching. What do you mean stats? You look down, you know, it's got Favre was, you know, 10 for 23 passing, X number of yards. You know, this guy running back, that defense stat. And sure enough, it was stats. And we look back at Eddie. We're like, where did you get this? He's like, on the computer. What computer? My computer in there. Like, how did they get on your computer? I don't understand.
Yeah.
He said, well, I've got a modem. I said, what's a modem? He goes, well, you plug it into the phone line and the modem connects to what? What do you mean connects? Well, I got Prodigy. What the hell is Prodigy? What is going on?
Yeah.
The internet.
And here we are now, today.
You can watch Big Chungus or whatever you want on the internet.
Yeah, I largely blame the internet, actually, for like us, like our sense of wonderment being gone. Because if you wanted to, I could type in anything I want online and find a result of some sort. So, like, nothing is impossible anymore. And I feel like the impossibility feeling is what you had there when some guy said stats.
Stats. Stats from what? The game. What game? This game. What game? The game you're watching. Couldn't believe it.
Oh.
The world changed forever. 8:57 WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi. Up next.